Ah, it is the Colm and Lucy. It is the Colm and Lucy Sunday Sessions. There we go.
Sessions, why are you sounding like Pat Kenny?
Pat Kenny, because on a Sunday, we do like to bring the old bottles from Aldi over to the table and maybe mix up a little drink.
Well, you know, in Australia, we call it a Sunday session.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah. You can start early.
Yes.
And go to bed early. And still make it into work on Monday.
So that's why you have a Sunday session.
So you start a little drinking responsibly at about, 2 o'clock in the afternoon after lunch.
Mm. 2 o'clock?
And then you wrap it up by 6 or 7 o'clock when you have your little snooze and wake up for work the next morning.
Ah, oh, bless you. Look at you.
Wait a second. You go to bed at six.
Well, because you've had a bit of an afternoon of it, you know? And you hate Mondays anyway, so you might as well be hungover.
But check me home over. You go to bed at 6 and you get up at 6 the next morning. It's 12
hours.
You don't
know what Aussies do from 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Ah.
Aussies are thirsty. Yeah. Thirsty.
It's a very hot country. It's a very hot country.
Very, very hot.
And if you think it's a very hot country, half of them have Irish blood in them. You know, drink is the excuse.
But we're very responsible.
Always drink responsibly. You know, thanks to our friends in Aldi.
Hello, Aldi.
Yeah, hello,
exactly.
Aldi. So we got ourselves
some gin. So we got ourselves 2 bottles of gin. This is the Boyle's Irish gin. And Boyle's Raspberry Blush Gin.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went for the raspberry one.
Right.
Now, I know there are cocktails to follow.
Yes.
Did you not follow? But I went off piste. Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay, she went on the piste.
I'm going to tell you why.
Sorry, yes. I didn't know what she did there. Yeah.
Because if I was maybe in a bar, I wouldn't mind somebody making me a cocktail. But the thought of putting egg white into my drink myself... Quite honestly, he was giving me the squits.
Oh. So, used a lot of egg whites in cocktails.
Yeah.
I know, you see, I just don't like the thought of that. Oh. And I don't want to do it to myself.
I know.
And
I know.
Rich can't make cocktails. Oh, okay. The more I think about it, the chap has to go.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
So I went for the raspberry gin. I put in a little bit crushed ice.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put in a squeeze of lime.
Ooh.
Then I added some actual raspberries.
Oh, actual raspberries.
Real life raspberries.
Real life.
Yeah, real life raspberries.
Real life.
They were alive.
Human raspberries.
Oh, my God.
And then a little splash of 7-Up.
Jesus.
I gave it a little swish around with a swizzle stick.
Yeah.
And I downed it in one.
No, I didn't.
No. And I sipped on it.
Yeah, very good.
On Friday evening. And it was delicious.
Okay. Ah, right.
And you could taste the raspberries, which is why I like that one.
So that could be Lucy's raspberry flush or blush.
Yeah, flush it out with Lucy.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no, we can't go back there. Yes. We can't tell people what happened to me on Friday.
Yeah, so I have a sort of a little cocktail if you want to get involved in it.
Hazy, that's not yours. You're copying.
Anyway, so I'm copying a little cocktail that I have here for them. It's called the Boyle's Clover Club, right?
Okay. Right.
So you get the raspberry blush gin, okay?
Yeah.
Get some lemon juice as well, right?
Yeah.
Get some of Aldi Grania's raspberry jam.
Grania.
It's actually called Grania's raspberry jam.
Guess the name of the woman who makes it.
Oh. I think it could actually be Grania.
No, it's Miriam. So anyway.
Barbara.
It is Grania. You get 2 spoons of that and you get what you dread is a little egg white, okay? So shake up your little egg white, fill the shaker jar with ice, add the gin, lemon juice, jam, shake vigorously for 20 seconds. I'm saying a full shake, rattle, and
roll. Don't shake so vigorously that the egg scrambles.
No. Well, it won't because it's only the egg white. No, shake vigorously for 20 seconds, like washing your hands for 20 seconds. Yes. And then double strain it, right? Oh. It's a lot of work.
It's a double strain.
Did you do all this?
Yeah,
he didn't. What do you mean you double strain?
Well, you strain it and then you strain it again. So it's a double strain.
That's very ridiculous, technical, Hazy. There's no way you double strain because you don't even know what that means.
Okay,
I'm talking to Tom about this.
And you double strain it into an L glass, right? Garnish it with real live fresh raspberries like the ones you
real
have.
Real live fresh raspberries.
Off you go. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt.
Where are you
going? Fanny is actually your aunt. Do you know, we could have added maybe in hindsight, and I could have stolen it from Risha's garden, some fresh mint.
Yeah.
Raspberries and mint go well.
Could be nice, actually. Yeah, a couple of leaves of mint in it as well. But so that's yours. What did you call yours?
I could flush it out with Lucy.
Okay, and mine.
It's my weekend theme.
And mine was the Boyle's Clover Club. We're going to get some sense now from Tom Dorley in a few minutes' time about a special cocktail as well. But that's the Aldi range of gin. Which are the gins again that we used?
$24.99, guys. So there's the Boyle's Raspberry Blush Gin, $24.99, which I had. And then there's the Boyle's Irish Gin, again, $24.99.
Okay.
Decent sized bottle and nice looking bottles.
Oh, Jesus, okay. You're going to stick a candle in one of those as well?
I love the bottles. Yeah. No, I'm not going to stick a candle in these two.
Okay. Stay with us. It is Radio Nova. The Colm and Lucy Sunday Sessions on the way. We have an expert, Tom Dorley.